Chief Wisco, you ready?
No, wait about another hour.
Well, it says it's 9 o'clock over there, so we're good.
Yeah, we haven't gotten with the time zone yet. Okay. We will call the Firefighter Advisory Committee meeting to order. It is 10:01 on Thursday, March 30th. And before we get started with the meeting, I would like to take a moment of silence. I know the Texas Fire Service has been hit by a swarm of line-of-duty deaths, including one this week in West. And also I was made aware late last night there was a firefighter in, I believe it's Columbus, Volunteer Fire Department in Texas, where there was a CPR involving a brother fighting the fire, where an AED and CPR was able to at least resuscitate him and get him to the hospital where he's being treated. And I'm also aware in the Dallas area we've had a few fire departments in the Metroplex that have been dealing with some suicides in the fire service, as well as other areas in the state of Texas and the mental health challenges that we're facing. And also the last thing I'd like to just circle back to, just because West came on everybody's radar here a couple days ago, you know, it's been 10 years since we had that rash of line-of-duty deaths in 2013 in Bryan, West, Dallas, and in Houston. So I know there's a lot of brothers and sisters that are struggling this year with the 10-year anniversary of all of those losses. So if you would, I would like to take just a moment of silence and think of all those people and keep them in our prayers. Thank you.
Okay. All right, item number one, roll call and excuse of committee members. Chief DeYeer.
I'm here.
Daniel Buford.
He is excused. He has a family issue he has to take care of this morning.
All right. Keith Schmidt, present. Jim Reedy.
I'm here.
Daniel Anderson.
I'm here.
Vince Abrego.
We're here.
Jason Collier.
Jason is not here either. He is also excused. In case y'all haven't known, when we had our snowmageddon for a couple days in Dallas, he slipped on the ice and suffered a pretty serious fracture of his lower leg and had to go through a surgical procedure to repair it. So he's still recovering, so he'll be excused as well.
And we've got Chief Swindle.
Here.
And Captain Ramos.
Here.
All right, sir. Ready for item number two?
Yes, sir.
Item number two, adoption of the December 7, 2022 Firefighter Advisory Committee meeting minutes.
Okay. Has everybody had an opportunity to scan through this and see if there's any typos or omissions or anything that was not accurately depicted in the minutes? No. This is... As you can tell, there are no issues, so kudos to you, especially with all these prying eyes looking at it. So you've done great.
Amanda, I didn't even bother looking because I knew you were spot on. So.
You're my favorite here.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So I will entertain a motion.
Motion.
I got a motion to approve the minutes. A second. Ken Swindle is the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved.
Item number three, election of officers.
So this is our annual election of officers. Chief Wisco, with the recent adoption to the changes in the commission rules, is this still an annual thing, or is this now back to a three-year?
That rule change has not been adopted yet.
Right.
We're still under the limited rules right now. So, until the new rules are adopted.
And if and when the new rules are adopted, does it go to a three-year term? I know we're just asking off the top of your head if you... It seemed like there was a change to that.
I think it does.
I don't remember that being in there.
No.
You know, so it's still annual.
To my knowledge right now.
If okay. I remember right, what is in there is the commissioners appoint the chair. That's what's in there. But I could be wrong.
I thought it was in there and it got removed. Okay. All right, so either way, though, we're still under the old procedures of annually electing the officers. Okay, so the first officer then is the chair. I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to nominate Daniel DeYeer as the chairman.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Okay, any discussion? So, Chief Wisco, do we just take a vote by show of hands? Is that...
all we need to see is there's any other nominations.
Right. Any other nominations?
Who was the second on this one?
It was Chief Swindle.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. President, I make a motion to accept you by acclamation.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
Okay, Chief Swindle, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The next position is the vice chair. And I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we nominate Daniel Buford, as the assistant presiding officer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Do I have any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Jason Collier.
Okay. I have a motion for Jason Collier. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Keith has a second. Do I have any other nominations? So, Chief Wisco, what do we do in this? Do we have a ballot that we can?
I don't have a ballot, but it's probably safest to let everybody just write it on a piece of paper.
Okay. I'm fine with whatever you would want to use. I think it should be something that should be consistent for all of us. I see Vince over here shredding paper, so.
He went right to work.
So this vote is just for the assistant chair position, and we have Daniel Buford and Jason Collier.
Thank you.
Need a pen?
Thank you.
Get all that.
What? Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Family, make sure there's no hanging chair.
Now that you walked all the way back over there, we'll make you walk back. In. Sorry to do that.
He did it on purpose.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you going to go up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You might. I don't think this will take long. I'm thinking, is there six of us or seven of us?
Seven.
So do we need a motion for that, or is that just?
Pretty much done based on that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Then the last position we have is for secretary. I'll entertain a motion for a secretary. If none, I'll make the motion for Keith Schmidt, who has been our secretary for the last few years. I'll nominate him.
I'll second it.
Okay, I've got a second from Antonio. Any other nominations? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Keith, you're still the secretary.
Lucky me.
Lucky you.
thankless job.
All right, item number four, matters referred from Curriculum and Testing Committee. A, Fire Marshal Curriculum Manual.
Okay, so we have Candace here who will represent the Curriculum and Testing Committee on their endeavors with this new curriculum.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So Texas is in the last little end of the race for bringing Fire Marshal as a voluntary certification to the state of Texas. Now, in this endeavor, we have pretty much blazed a new trail for everybody else in the nation. No other state will have a Fire Marshal certification. It is our intention to also gain IFSAC seals after the grandfather period has been completed, and we will be the first in the nation and the world to offer IFSAC seals that is linked to a Fire Marshal certification. Today you're going to be looking at the manual and the skills manual. The Texas Administration Code has already been reviewed by the commission and adopted, so that end of everything is good. This is just the final little leg to let y'all know what's going on.
Chief Wisco, do we have any public comment at all that you guys have received in your office that you're aware of? Okay. And I know the ad hoc committee that was challenged with this has been doing a lot of work as well as the curriculum and
very, very quickly. They got this done. Everything was finalized in 8 months. We were just waiting for y'all and the commission to gather to be able to present it to you. So they did it in a record-breaking 8 months.
Yeah, it was impressive. And there is a lot of work that's here.
So question, was there any JPRs or anything, any standards that we drew from, or did we just create everything from the ground up?
No. NFPA actually does have the NFPA 1037. We pulled everything from NFPA. We do understand that NFPA did just put out an update for 2023. They have already gone ahead, and we have an edited. We are prepared for 2023's update as well already. The one thing that is changing from NFPA 2016 edition to the 2023 edition is mission specific was not mandatory in 2016, but it will become mandatory in 2023. Fire Marshal knew that when they met with IFSAC and NFPA to discuss this, so they went ahead and included all the mission specifics in our version under the 2016 adoption, so that we are already prepared and geared for that change that's going to take place in 2024.
Thank you.
And you'll see that on page 12 of this document.
The curriculum is broken down across two correlation IFSAC correlation sheets. The first one is called CORE. This is all of your administrative duties. Then it goes into three separate mission specifics: investigator, inspector, and fire life safety educator, which are generally the duties of the Fire Marshal Office.
Okay, does anybody have any questions of Candace?
Candace had it, probably didn't spend enough time, but so is there a grandfathering process that's part of this?
Yes. So it will become effective in August on the 1st. That is when the grandfather period will begin. We will have a one-year grandfather period for everyone to be able to test. You still have to take a TCFP test, but we will not have courses, training, or skills available until, again, we generate that pool of instructors to be able to go out and teach this course. So one calendar year is normal from October to October. Now, the one thing that's a little bit different in this Texas Administration Code is we've kind of learned from our past mistakes when it came to IC. You know, I love y'all firemen, but y'all like to wait to the last minute with things, okay? So we got in a, don't shake your head, you know. We got inundated at TCFP with the amount of applications that came through the last 2 weeks of December when IC ended, which then, because we honored those applications, we tested well into January and February. We did not. Okay. Sorry. We had to set up special test dates to accommodate those late applications. To correct that this time, we have a cutoff for applications. So the grandfather period will begin in October. We are actually starting the application period.
August.
We're starting the application period and the grandfather period in August. But we are going to cut that application time on the 1st in 2024, August 1st, but we are still going to test all the way through August. This will allow for TCFP employees and staff to be able to generate applications and for compliance officers to be able to get out and test so that we don't have anybody hanging out.
Candace, what page would I refer to find the requirements for the grandfather test to be able to
challenge? Well, I don't know if they were included in the manual.
I didn't see them.
I didn't either, but I thought I might have missed them.
Just 1 second. I'm going to actually send.
Isn't it typically in the language, the rule language?
I thought it was.
Yeah. And this is just a manual. So it should be in a. It should be in the rule language.
1 second, guys. I can correct that for you.
The rule language wasn't included because the commission has already voted on the grandfather rule. It's already getting ready to go to the Secretary of State.
Okay.
Already voted on grandfathering for this particular thing.
Yeah, it's part of the administrative code for this one. The commissioners have already been voted on and actually came through y'all the last meeting.
Daniel, you'll be accepting an email right now.
Okay.
So let me walk you through the grandfather period. So our effective date for this is going to be August 1st, 2023, and it will run till August 30th, 2024. Our application period will start on August 1st, 2023, and run until August 1st, 2024. The prerequisites for the grandfather period for testing are included as instructor one and investigator or arson investigator and fire inspector. Those are the minimum qualifications during the grandfather period. Now, one of the other things that is a little bit different about fire marshals, they wanted to create a STEP program to show continuing education. So, like we see in the vocabulary of structure, an officer, you have a basic structure firefighter, a intermediate and advanced, and a master. Fire marshals have created on the state level this same step up. So we will have basic fire marshals, intermediate fire marshals, advanced fire marshals, and we will have master fire marshals.
Those are affectionately called higher levels.
These are higher levels. So after the grandfather period has concluded and you want to become certified, you will have to go through a TCP-approved course, complete the course, complete your skills, and you are eligible to test. In order to be eligible to test, you must hold the prerequisites of basic fire investigator or arson, basic fire inspector, and fire life safety educator one. And that, again, is after the grandfather period has concluded. If you would like to be an intermediate fire marshal, you must hold basic fire marshal and intermediate fire investigator or intermediate arson and intermediate inspector, and fire life safety educator 2, and acquire a minimum of 4 years of experience. If you would like to be an advanced fire marshal.
I think we're good. It follows the same scheme we have
followed.
So I guess the question asks, can somebody, anybody that challenges this during the grandfather period, will they only be coming in as a basic fire marshal?
Yes, sir.
They cannot come in as a master if they already have those requirements?
No, sir. They will have to start at the basic level and apply, pay, if they meet their requirements.
Okay.
It's based on all the higher levels. I mean, you always start out basic. The most important piece of that is the time to move up. So 4 years, 8 years. So.
But we're not grandfathering that part of the process. Okay.
We don't do that for any of
them. Right. Okay. As long as we're consistent, so that's not a problem.
So the key changes here from the norm, we're not running it January to January like we've done. This one's going to be August to August. That helps with the workload on staff because everybody waits till the last minute.
Well, that and the holidays and all the other challenges. So.
And then the other important thing I want to point out, since driver, operator, bumper, and whatever we did that 2003 or 2004, we started that, you have to hold instructor during the provisional period, during that grandfather period, to be able to challenge the test. The purpose of that is to make sure we've got an instructor pool out there that can teach after that grandfather period. And it's been consistent for 20 years now,
right?
We're not let up on that.
No, that's we all benefit from that, right? Okay, great. Any other questions?
Yeah, I do, Candace. I got a question for the prerequisites. You said instructor 1, investigator arson, and fire inspector. You didn't say the life safety educator. That's only once you're already certified, correct?
Yes, and that was very. It became very clear to us in the beginning of this process that when we started pulling data to look at the amount of fire life safety educators in the state of Texas, the need and want for this certification is there, but not a lot of people jumped on the, I'm going to get certified in fire life safety educator. So if we look at the numbers, and these are rough numbers off the top of my head, we're looking at only about 360 people in the state of Texas that were certified at the level 1. When you look at fire life safety educator, it was in the 200s. Okay? That's not a big pool of people. So we did not want to close the door on people that have been doing the job consecutively but just are not certified. So if you don't jump on the bandwagon to the grandfather period, it's going to come back. And if you want to get certified after that, you're going to have that fire life safety educator as part of your basic and if you want to advance.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, I'll entertain a motion.
What are we doing?
Well, are we approving the curriculum to send it on to the commission?
The commission's seen it.
They've already seen it.
You're just getting a look at it. I don't think there's any action necessary.
So it's not an actionable item at all? Okay.
Next item, matters referred from Curriculum and Testing Committee B, Fire Marshal Skills Manual.
So the only thing that has updated with Fire Marshal, or I'm sorry, or with the skills manual, from the time that the commission saw it to the time that you're seeing it, we had some page numbers off. So we had a couple of typos, and that is the only difference from what we, if you go back and look at the commission's binder versus y'all's binder, we corrected some typos in our footers.
Okay, does anybody have any questions on this section for Candace?
So now, just to spice things up, you all are going to have to approve this one because it inadvertently came here before it went to the commission.
So the commissioners have not seen this.
You
okay.
Approve this and send it to them.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
changed on this one. The page numbers, right?
No, this is all brand. This is all brand new information. This is not anything that we have.
I thought it went to the commission. The skills.
Yeah, this is all brand new.
In January.
Piggybacks on that fire marshal.
The investigator has not, no. But fire marshal in its whole went to commission in January. Yes, investigator is all them.
Oh. Okay. You don't vote this one. It's the next one.
It's the next one. It's investigator. Fire marshal in its whole, right. Texas Administration Code, curriculum, and skills all went to the commission when they met at the beginning of the year.
We're good.
Okay, so this is just for discussion only or in FYI?
No, this is part of A and B or B.
Okay, any questions? And also, is there anybody in the audience, anybody that's here today? Do you have any comments or questions? Okay. All right, well, we'll move on.
Matters referred from Curriculum and Testing Committee C, Investigator Curriculum Manual.
So there is, when I'm looking at what's in y'all's binder, there is one change that I am not seeing that went through, is it will have an effective date or a revised date on it for next month, April 1st. Oh, do they have handouts? Okay. So the only change that we did was updating the Jones and Bartlett Fire Investigator Principles and Practices from the 5th edition to the 6th edition. And the reason that was is to match the references as closely as possible to what Fire Marshal is putting out brand new. We wanted everybody to kind of be on the same page.
On the handout, it says revised May 3rd.
April. I'm already in April in my brain. It's for the month after us. So, yes, May 1st. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
And we've only got the one change.
That's it. 5th edition to the 6th.
Chairman, I make a motion we approve the change.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have additional discussion?
Just a question.
Sure.
It's not a biggie. Just looking down on the change on your required references, it also has effective June 1st, 22. Is that supposed to be that way?
That is when the actual curriculum became effective. This is just a revision onto the initial.
I got you. I was just trying to make sure because it said May.
Yes, sir.
Of 23. So, I didn't know if it needed to be in
with
that
this
same.
NFPA edition, that is that June date, but our revision is.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, if you would like me to change the footers, I can.
No, it's just a question. That's strictly up to everybody else. I just wanted to know, make sure I knew for myself.
Candace, This is just a point. As I'm thumbing through both of them, I see little or no discussions about PPE that the investigator should wear. If I'm missing it, I apologize, but I don't see it in there anywhere. If it's not, but somewhere down the line, we should address that because that is a hazardous spot, digging through all that debris and everything, and all those particulates. So, for the future, that should be addressed. And
okay.
I'm not seeing it anymore. So,
you're talking about the course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Course outline.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see anything in there.
You're talking about for investigator, Jim?
Yes.
It's for PPE. It's 13.6.1.
Guess I haven't gotten that far yet. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if it addresses to the extent you want, but it is in there.
Okay. but I, like I said, I don't see anything in there that, that talks about the PPE that they should be wearing. We've come a long way in recognition of what people get exposed to. I see it here. Proper selection and use of personal protective equipment.
So what page are you on now, Jim?
103.
And is that where you're referring, Cliff?
Yeah,
I see it. Yeah.
It's going to be in section 13 over safety.
I see it. Hopefully, there's a lot to it. The days of digging through the dirt and the char and the particulates.
Yes, sir.
We know a lot more now than we used to. So.
I agree with the point, but that's an NFPA issue. We all know we can't alter what's in there.
Oh, no. But, I mean, even if we're teaching the point,
sure.
We can always go above NFPA. Okay. So I'm not saying to put anything in there. I'm just saying for the future, that should be addressed. So
investigators should be updating with the new NFP consolidation in 2026.
Okay, any additional questions? So do we have a motion? And I have a second. Any additional discussions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved.
Item number 5, discussion of possible action on rule review for the following A37 Texas Administrative Code, TAC, Chapter 459, Fire and Life Safety Educator.
So we're almost to the end of this rule review process. Of course, we're going to start over again.
Right.
But that's what these are all required to do.
This is pretty new anyway. I mean,
no.
Yeah, it's fairly new.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions or comments then on Chapter 459, Fire and Life Safety Educator that we're looking at? Nothing? So, Chief Wisco, we need a motion to approve it as it stands, as having been reviewed?
Yeah, for the register, yeah, it just needs to say
we've reviewed it.
Recommend no changes.
Right.
That you've reviewed it and recommend it.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion then to accept the current 459 as it stands.
I'll make it. I'll make that
okay,
motion.
Daniel Anderson has a motion.
Second.
Jim Reedy has a second. Any additional discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Item 5, discussion and possible action on rule review for the following B37 TAC, Chapter 461, Incident Commander.
Mr. Chairman, we should definitely take out the special temporary provision since it's over a year expired.
Yep. Correct. And you're referring to 461.1 under C5?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman.
Taking that whole section out, C?
Mr. Chairman. That section that Mr. Reedy's talking about, it was taken out during the last commission meeting. What we're doing is adding the language to be able to issue IFSAC seals for IC. IFSAC will be here for our reaccreditation process in June. And since they will be here doing our reaccreditation, we can get them to look at this for us to be able to issue IFSAC seals so it won't cost us $500 for them to review it when they're not here.
Okay.
And so... Yes, Yes. So what happened was the change to 461 was on the same agenda as the required rule review. So even though that change is already in process, it would be appropriate to recommend pulling that out of this because you're going to require rule review.
I wouldn't change what you said. I'm just letting you know that it is accidental.
If I look confused, I was. So.
Can we?
We continue to do this because this got jammed down our throat because they changed the review time frame and shortened by a year. We had to catch up. The provisional period was actually on the commissioner's January agenda already at the same time that this rule landed as the next one in line to be reviewed. So we got the rule review chasing a change to the rule. There's nothing that is state government. Welcome to Texas. There's nothing we can do about it other than embrace it. So I think it's appropriate for what Reedy has suggested to be part of your motion when you get to that point. But what Cliff is letting you know, it's already in motion. It's already occurring. It's going to be hopefully finally adopted at the next meeting that we're going to move on. So either way, it's going to happen. But I don't think it's inappropriate for that to be recommended. Just to keep it clear.
Right.
I know that's clear as mud now, but it's just technicality.
Why should these meetings be any different?
That's right. I'm with you.
So the motion stands.
And I have a second. Do I? Mr. Secretary, do I have a second on that motion?
I didn't think I heard a second.
Okay.
We'll second it here.
I got Vince seconding it. Does anybody have additional discussion?
So we're just going to strike the whole charting, right? C, 1 through 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just verifying that.
So in essence, we would be deleting C totally.
Correct.
Leaving us with A and B.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm clear on that. Does the source note on the bottom also get removed?
Yeah, it's all part of it.
Yeah.
There'll be a new one, and that's what Cliff was telling you. There'll be a new
right.
C in there, which is talking about the issue.
Okay. Any comments from the audience? Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Does anybody oppose? Okay, so moved.
Item number 5, discussion of possible action on rule review for the following C-37 TAC Chapter 491, voluntary regulation of state agencies and state agency employees.
Okay. This is rather short. Does anybody have any questions or comments of Chief Wisco or his staff? Chief Wisco, has there been any correspondence or anything with your office from any of the stakeholders that we represent? Okay, great. That's good news. Okay, then I will entertain a motion.
Make a motion to pass Chapter 491.
Okay, Antonio's got the motion.
Second.
Jim, the second. Any additional discussion? Any comments or questions from our attendees? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, so moved on Chapter 491.
All right, discussion and possible action on rule review for the following D-37 TAC Chapter 493. Voluntary regulation of federal agencies and federal firefighters.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Additional discussion or comment? Audience? Anybody? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? So moved. We'll move this on to the commission as well. 493.
Any discussion and possible action on rule review for the following E 37 TAC Chapter 495, Regulation of Non-Governmental Departments.
Okay, and this is subchapters A and B both. We'll take them together.
Hey, what's an example of one of these?
Non-governmental entity?
Yeah.
Is that what you're at?
That would apply for this.
So we can ask staff. Maybe they can weigh in. Chief Wisco, when he gets a moment.
It's okay, Rick. You can tell us.
Rick, do you have the answer? We can defer. So, Chief Wisco, we have a question from the committee here on an example of who actually this applies to. And I don't know if anybody from your staff may weigh in just as an example so we understand it a little better.
Honestly, the only one I can think of, and Rick can help me, it should be the Woodlands.
Yeah, the Woodlands and... It has to do with departments that are under contract for profit. They have to show a profit.
The Woodlands was like that.
The Woodlands, we got a couple others.
It's not a city. It's not a local government.
Okay, I did not know that.
Okay.
Kind of like Scottsdale, Arizona, right? I'm aware of them.
Similar, yeah. I mean, they contract a company, which is what they're for. In the Woodlands, they have their own fire department, but they're a corporation.
Okay.
So would this also apply to car factories? And?
Yeah, so you got Toyota, you got, if they kind of fall under the voluntary piece, but where it gets complicated with the Woodlands is they're certified business, so we'd really be confused if we tried to explain it. It's all working good. That's the best example I think we could give you is where this applies.
So as we get more of these car manufacturers, especially the electric ones, and if energy ramps up again, are those covered by this or are they covered by something else? Because they do get paid.
Paid, hey, but they're private corporations.
Okay.
So, yeah, this would be the one covered.
Okay.
I mean, we're seeing a lot more of that. You're right, but I think until they come to us, we don't have any jurisdiction.
Okay.
Okay. Any additional questions? Do I have a motion?
Motion to.
Okay. Ken?
Second.
Who has the motion?
I was just commenting that we did not have one.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I have a motion.
Motion approved, 495.
Okay.
Chapter 495.
Chief Swindle has the motion.
Second.
Daniel Anderson has the second. Any additional discussion or comments from the audience? I do. Great. Please. Thank you. Please come to the podium. And then have you filled out that blue
sheet? No, I have not.
If you'll do that before you leave and give that to Amanda, that would be great.
My name is KB Hallmark. I'm the chief of the Toyota Fire Department, Toyota Fire Rescue, for the Toyota plant located in San Antonio. I have no statements prepared because I didn't really know how this was going to go out, but we would benefit greatly by falling under your umbrella. Currently, we are listed as a department, industrial department under State Firemen's and Fire Marshal Association, but I recruit only TCFP, Structural Certified Firefighters, and right now is penalizing them and is hurting my retention to keep those guys there because they don't get any time in service awarded for working for me. It's all just employment not found when you look under them. Also, my guys are not able to advance in your systems. I have a captain there who has been there for 15 years, still certified basic structural firefighter, because He will never have an employment listed, so he can't build that time in service. I have 18 people under me. I have about $3 million worth of apparatus that I take care of. In addition to what a normal fire chief would do, I also manage 5 miles of underground fire line and over 100 different fire systems located within the plant. So we have asked before, and we've been told that, well, you guys really aren't a real fire department. We are a fire department. Our main goal is prevention, obviously, rather than suppression. But my job and my people keep San Antonio out there protecting their citizens so we can take care of our high-risk stuff. It would be a great advantage to us to be able to fall under y'all's guidelines and be able to voluntarily be inspected and regulated by TCFP. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. So now I have questions.
Yeah,
so it sounds like that makes sense. That sounds reasonable. I guess I'm confused as to how that is not in place as we speak. Am I missing something?
Good day. No, you're missing the same thing I'm missing. First time I've heard of it. I've only been here 3 years, but it's very easy. I mean, that's not something for this committee or even the commission. We can get him and Rick to have a conversation when this meeting's open, and we'll get that started. And we'll see what happens. It is voluntary, but we can start working with him.
Isn't that what PAMPA does? PAMPA do that too? The refinery up there? Don't they voluntarily? Isn't there one that regulates voluntarily?
Terminal refinery.
Yeah.
Refinery company, whatever it is, it takes care of Valero down in Corpus, doesn't it?
Pantex is
who I was wondering about.
Yeah, Bell Helicopter does it too.
But that's a federal. That's
yeah, they fall under federal.
That's a federal entity. But this is an easy fix. I don't know when the fire commission told them they didn't want to do it. I don't know why we would care, but we'll certainly have that conversation.
Good.
So, Chief, thank you for your comments. Hopefully we can get your concerns addressed.
Yes, sir.
And we can move forward with that. It seems reasonable to me. So, if not, if you'll make sure to follow up with any one of us, I think we'd all like to be kept apprised of how this plays out. So.
Well, I live in San Antonio, so.
Yeah. So thank you. So, Chief, you had no revisions or comments about changing anything the way this rule exists today?
Could you scroll down on the regulations? Because there is one part that we fail to meet that is causing our hiccup. I believe it has something to do with we have to have a letter from our city that we're within. Something about political jurisdiction.
So you're looking at that screen right now that does show the rule. Do you see which number that's referring to?
Is it the 495-205-1?
You look at 205-1, provides fire detection to a local government entity under a contract or agreement. I am actually a employee of Securitas, and I provide the protection for Toyota. So we don't have an actual city or political entity that's tied into it. It's all tied to the corporations.
So it's requiring a contract for the local government entity, and you do not have that? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
So I'm going to guess that staff's not going to be able to help with that.
I'm going to tell you, you're doing a current rule review. We're getting public comment from somebody that currently is not regulated even under this. You need to give us time to work through this and see what hurdles need to be jumped. I wouldn't recommend any changes to this at this time based on this comment.
Can we
appreciate the comment, but we need time to work with them and work through this. Because there's parts of 419 that apply here, too, and all that needs to be investigated.
Okay.
Should we table this?
I think we should. That would be my recommendation, but what do y'all think?
I'll make a motion right now to table it.
I have a motion to table this rule review for Chapter 495.
Second.
I have a second from Ken Swindle. Additional discussion.
I'm just asking the chief. I mean, is that the right procedure then?
Whatever y'all want to do. I'm not going to tell you how
to
do it.
Y'all want to amend your motion to table? That's fine.
Yeah. That's what you want to do. We'll bring it back to you next meeting. I'm not sure we'll have it all resolved, but I'm not sure it has any impact on this rule. I will say that. I don't think you're going to have it.
Well, because the rule is not going to change.
The state law is not going to change based on any change you make to the rule, and the change to the rule will probably conflict with the state law, so it'll be null and void.
Right.
If you want to table it, we'll tell you. Give us something to talk about the next meeting.
Let's do that. Is that an issue, or are you guys on board with that?
I'm fine. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have a current motion to table and a second. Any additional discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we'll table this for a future meeting.
Item number 6, subjects for future agenda items.
Okay. Chief Wisco, do you or your staff have anything you want to throw on us for our next meeting?
No, I don't believe it is at this point.
What is the date of the next commission meeting? It's April 20th? Okay. Okay. Anything else? I do have one thing to share with you all. I have here today from one of our committee members, from Chief Swindle from the Crum Fire Department. I have a letter of his intent to resign from our committee at the end of this month. And I know he's been here serving with us for a very long time. I know it's been more than 10 years. I don't know what date that you came on, but he's one of our senior members of this committee. And I personally want to thank him for his service to the Texas Fire Service for this past decade and all that he's done for us, both personally as a friend and as a committee member. So, Chief Wisco, do I need to forward this to you, or do I need to sign off on it and forward it to the commission?
Forward it to us, because what we'll do, we'll have to put it on the next commission agenda so that they can work on addressing it.
Right, and that will create a vacancy then on this committee that they'll have to address as we move forward.
Yes, we can just forward it to me. I'll include it in the notes for the April 20th.
Okay. Well, once again, Chief, heartfelt thank you. I've enjoyed the ride for the last 10 years, and appreciate your service representing the city of Crum and the Texas Fire Service, and I know I'd be remiss not to mention that I think there was at least 30-plus years that you had served in the city of Louisville before you became the fire chief in Crum. So thank you for your fire service career and your dedication to the communities that you've served. Anybody else have a comment?
Yeah. Swindle, it's been interesting. Your frankness, openness, and genuine matter-of-fact opinions have served us well, and your experience has really served us well. So it's been a pleasure serving with you and calling you a friend and a brother.
Thanks. Back to you.
I would echo that. It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate that. Thank you all very much.
We wish you the heartfelt best for you and your family as you move forward. Enjoy.
And we'll extend you a special invitation to come sit in the audience anytime that you want. Any future meeting. Just for you.
I appreciate that. Or I'll do some reruns of some council meetings or something. You know? I really get bored. Just need something to go back over.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You again.
Y'all
okay.
be safe.
Yes, we will try. Thank you. Okay.
Item number 7, future meeting dates.
So, man, if I'm correct, we still had a tentative on June and December meeting dates, correct?
So, the June, I think June 15th was the confirmed. Or maybe that was the one that was. I
don't have anything.
To ensure that we have the. We have September 21st and then December. It was still kind of, but June maybe was not.
So the June 15th is a Thursday meeting date, correct?
I don't know why I have June 29th on my calendar.
I'd be afraid that June 29th would be a little too close to Independence Day for...
It's probably too close to the commission meeting. We need a little more time to turn around whatever comes from here to go to this.
Right.
Are you okay with the June 15th?
I am. Any discussion from anybody else on the committee? Is everybody good with that date? June 15th? Okay. Let's tentatively, do we have to have the time in stone right now?
No.
Okay, let's tentatively amongst ourselves talk at 9:30, but if we end up with a shorter agenda, then we can consider pushing the time back to 10. Because I know some of you are driving in
like
in the mornings
10.
That would give you the time to get in.
I like 10.
Well, just in case they give us a considerable amount of other stuff to review. Let's tentatively put it at 9. After the next commission meeting, we'll have an idea of what they're throwing to us, and then we can decide at that point the time for the meeting. So June 15th. Got it. And you said September 21st, and we're still debating about December.
So what I have right now currently, what I looked at it a couple days ago, we have December 4th and 5th available. Then we have the 11th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. But not all of those are Thursdays, and I'm not even sure.
That's what I tentatively have in my calendar right now.
I think there's the only Thursday.
Yeah, that if we did it on the 5th, that would end up being a Tuesday, which I'd like y'all's opinion. In the past, we've considered not doing it too far into the month of December because it starts getting so close to the holidays, it becomes a challenge for everybody with their schedules. So we typically have done it in that first week historically. But the Thursday, the 7th, the room is not available, so that's not an option for us. Is that correct, Amanda?
Correct.
So we could do it on the 5th. Is that Tuesday okay with y'all?
When you're retired, it's just another day.
It's a Tuesday?
Just another Tuesday.
The other option is to look at other buildings, if that's what y'all want to do. It's a little bit more convenient having it in this location, but there are possibilities of moving it to one of the surrounding buildings if y'all are set on a particular date.
Well, my opinion is if y'all are okay with a Tuesday meeting, I know how we are with moving somebody's cheese and having everybody go to a different building, I think we'd all be lost. So if the committee is good with a Tuesday,
I'll go to the Tuesday.
Let's do that. So let's set that one for the 5th of December. That way everybody can make their travel arrangements and we'll have that agenda on the calendar.
So for all of these, do you want to keep it tentatively at 9 a.m., but before the agenda is posted and meetings posted, we want to verify?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think that decision will be made for me after each of the commission meetings as to what is being pushed to us, so we'll know how much time we have to work with. Also, I'd like to recognize Commissioner Hamilton. Thank you for being here today. Is there anything you needed to address with us at all?
No, I just have an item coming up next week that I wanted to invite everybody to. The State Fireman and Fire Marshal Association Memorial will be at the Capitol on April 5th at 10 a.m. at the Volunteer Firefighter Memorial.
Okay, that's right here in Austin.
Yeah, it's on the Capitol grounds.
Okay, April 5th at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. I think we got 8 names
we got to put on. Wow. And that's all from the past 12 months?
Well, there may be one or two that have snuck in. We find out about different times, but yes, the majority of them are from the last 12 months.
Okay. And once again, our heartfelt condolences. I know you lost a member this week from the volunteer service. So.
Not too long ago, two out of Dalhart. They're just scattered throughout the state.
Right. Okay. Any other comments or questions from anybody? Anybody else in the audience? Okay.
Item number 8, adjourn meeting.
I will entertain a motion.
Motion adjourned.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. We will adjourn at 11:01. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank God you're not coming to do this.
No kidding. We had that one meeting 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, my God, guys. I felt terrible. Every time we get in a fucking meeting, so we're looking at least paying for you.
Hard and hard time.